Lesson 6, How to Publish Your Writing Today. There are only two things you need to do to be a successful writer. The first is to write your story, and the second is to share your story with the world. That's it. Those are the only two things you need to do to connect with your audience, build your cartel, and create a career as a writer. I asked Seth Godin, what is the single most important thing I can do to become a successful writer? And I guessed that he would say, make more art. And Seth said, yep. And the second most important thing is to share it. That's it. You don't need a plan. You don't need to know anything about marketing. You just need to write a good story, not necessarily a great one or a perfect one, and then share it. So I want you to redefine what publishing means to you. We always think publishing is when HarperCollins takes your beautiful book and sells it at Barnes & Noble and then sends you a check every quarter. But just as we did with the word story, let's look up the actual definition of publishing. Wikipedia says, publishing is the process of the production and dissemination of literature, music, or information. It's the activity of making information available to the general public. Question, do you see HarperCollins or Houghton Mifflin or any other publisher mentioned in this definition? Do you see Barnes & Noble or Amazon or any other book retailer? Of course not. The definition of publishing looks a lot more like sharing stories than the publishing industry. The publishing industry can help you share your story, but you don't need it. I don't like the term self-publishing because it feels like publishing with an asterisk. The truth is that when you self-publish, you're just sharing your story, the same as every storyteller has done since the first campfire story. Famous self-publishers include Benjamin Franklin, Marcel Proust, Charles Dickens, Jane Austen, Walt Whitman, Nathaniel Hawthorne, and Virginia Woolf. Self-publishing clearly has a storied history, and yes, that pun is intended. On top of that, if you're just starting out with writing, self-publishing might be the right decision even if you get a publishing contract. As Elizabeth Craig, an author who both has novels published with Penguin and also self-publishes, wrote in a recent article, self-publishing is a business. And if you write a book that doesn't sell well, it could be the end of your traditionally published career. Publishers would be forced to destroy leftover copies of your book to save space in their warehouses, and future publishers would be extremely hesitant to purchase your second book after your first flopped. However, if you self-publish and your book doesn't sell, the consequences are much less severe. You write a few more books, and slowly you start to build your audience. Soon, new readers begin buying your old books, which are still in print because you publish them with print on demand and don't have to store them in a warehouse in Manhattan somewhere. And all of a sudden, you're not a failed writer, but a late bloomer. In the end, self-publishing is not publishing with an asterisk. It's story sharing. And if you choose to self-publish, whether it's your first choice or not, don't look down on yourself. Honor your process for what it is. Remember, the first rule of Story Cartel is stories are meant to be shared. Whether they're published by HarperCollins or through CreateSpace or told to your kids as a bedtime story. It's not about validation or discrimination or good or bad. It's about connecting with other humans. That is the only metric that really matters. But what do you think? Is publishing only traditional publishing? Do you think self-publishing and story sharing can count? Share your answer in the comments section of this lesson.